What's good, everybody? Welcome back to episode 2 of the Offseason on the HUD Rundown podcast. We've got a few topics today. We have a few ideas floating around for future content, so we'll kind of get into that at the end of the episode. It is Thursday here. The NBA draft is tomorrow. Everything's gearing up for a Wemby number one pick. And I'm kind of hoping to see some trades that we'll kind of get into later. But yeah, Lockie, what's going on, my guy?
Hey, I'm just chilling. I was chilling at work today and I see a notification on my phone. Boston and the Wizards are in a two-team trade. And it was Brogdon for Porzingis and like some other assets and blah, blah, blah. And then I check and I think you messaged me and you're like, yo, this is crazy. And I'm like, this is crazy. Boston really made a move for a big man like that. And there's something else I said. But then, I finish work, check my phone. That trade got stopped. I saw someone commented like Wizards pulled out because they were getting destroyed online.
Yeah, I know.
And then basically Marcus Smart gets subbed in there because they didn't want to trade for Brogdon because of his injury worries. And then now he's involved. And Tyus Jones has been sent to the Wizards, Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies, and Porzingis to the Celtics. Wow. Yeah.
Might I say, the Wizards got absolutely fleeced. Far out. Fleeced. Like Boston got more out of the. Boston got two first round picks and Kristaps Porzingis for Marcus Smart.
How?
I don't. How does that happen? Like, I understand Marcus Smart, like, heart and soul of that team, defensive player of the year. But I'm actually more shocked by what the Wizard, like, Tyus Jones, most underrated point guard in the league. Book it.
He's solid.
Whatever. Yeah. He's going to be really good there if he's starting. Wizards, no setup for the future, no future picks.
What's that?
You gave away Beal and Porzingis for what? Tyus Jones. Who did they get in the Suns deal? I can't
exactly
remember.
Oh, Chris Paul, but he's not even guaranteed yet.
Chris Paul, but yeah, he might get waived. And then he got two second round picks. And Landry Shamet. I just don't understand. If you were going to do a rebuild or something, you should have done it last season. Kuzma's opted out, which we'll get to later. It's just not looking good. I don't think there's a huge setup for a future. You've got young stars like Corey Kispert, Danny Avdija. You got the 8th pick tomorrow, which will be interesting to see what they do with that. I'm not sure if they'll trade away and try and get some solid pieces. I just don't really know. Great for Boston, great for Memphis. I really think Marcus Smart is going to be really good whilst Jar's out. They needed someone of that caliber to be able to come in. I'm not saying Tyus Jones isn't of that caliber, but Marcus Smart and Tyus Jones are on completely different levels. And I think, man, that backcourt, I don't know if you would start Marcus Smart when Jar comes back. I hope they do. But they would be really small from 1 to 3 there because you got Jar, Desmond Bane, and Marcus Smart, Jared Jackson Jr., and Steven Adams.
Imagine keeping
really good
that
defensive team.
And I think I said this when they said they're not bringing back Dylan Brooks. I think they overreacted by saying there's no way he's coming back. But still, imagine keeping Dylan Brooks on that team. He's still he's still like 10, 13 points a game he averaged in the year. Not great shooting, but like that's with his defense made second or defense team. It's a bit of an overreaction to send him. And then you get like that defensive team is insane. The two past defensive player of the years.
Yeah.
Solid, Steven Adams in there.
Oh. And Memphis were an elite defensive team last year, and they've just added Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
You got rid of, you might not bring Dylan Brooks back, it seems like, but Marcus Smart in a backcourt with Desmond Bane or Jar, and then you've got the front court of Jaren Jackson and Steven Adams. don't like the Memphis Grizzlies solely because of Dylan Brooks and Jar's just stupid fucking antics.
Yeah.
But they are looking really good for next season. Really good. If they can somehow, I don't know how the money's going to work. I don't know what they're going to do. If they could somehow get it, this is what I was going to put in a separate video. The one player that they could target, and they should target, two players, DeAndre Hunter or Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton's opted out of his deal. I don't know if Memphis even have the cap for that. Player of that caliber, because Dylan Brooks was obviously that kind of 3-and-D type of guy that couldn't really shoot threes. But I feel like a player of DeAndre Hunter's caliber or Chris Middleton's caliber could really solidify that team and actually make them a championship team. I don't think they were last year, but yeah, really like the trade for Memphis. Boston, I honestly think they got better. I know they got rid of Marcus Smart, but I think Brogdon's a better player. I think he's a better fit. He's selfless. You got one of the best stretch fives now in the league, Kristaps Porzingis. I actually think he'll succeed there. I really think he will. It's a good system, good front office. I feel like they have the tools that can actually give him the confidence. He's going to be the third or even fourth option. And I think that just kind of gives him the confidence. And I'm really keen to see.
Yeah. I like how Celtics didn't feed into the Jaylen Brown like trades and the rumors. Like the first move they make was to just get rid of one of the guards that they just had too many of. And it sucks that it's Smart that went, because Harden sold the team. But
yeah,
I think he's done his tenure there, and you get Brogdon and White in, who have started their time there really, really well and showed up in the playoffs. Like, absolutely such great assets to have. You just hope that the culture doesn't suffer, or the intensity of the team doesn't suffer. I think they got that maturity in their team. Like, you have Horford and I don't know if they'd start
Robert Williams.
Derek White, I guess, but you do have Robert Williams. You don't know who
they're stacked, basically.
They're
stacked still. Yeah.
Yeah. But and obviously good for Memphis. But do you want to talk about Beal and Phoenix? Very briefly, it's not really anything to overreact about, I don't think, eh?
Yeah. But I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't know. They all play the same way, different shapes and sizes, three of the same player on the same team in the starting lineup. I think they should probably trade DeAndre Ayton, although they've come out and said that they're not going to. I just don't know. No true point guard on that team. Really undersized Brad Beal. If they got a point guard like Russell Westbrook, which is a possibility that could happen. If he was like the point guard, to really undersized kind of 1-3. I also don't like I hate the trade for Washington. They got basically nothing. If you wanted to trade him, you should have traded him last season or the season before when you knew what was going to happen. 100% this front office knew what was going to happen. I think if they somehow work with the salary cap that they've got and sign decent players for lower, for like kind of minimums and that, because they really don't have much money to spend. Beal's on 40, Book's on like 40 something, KD's on 50, I think. There's not a lot of wiggle room.
Wiggle.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but I'm interested to see what you think.
Yeah, I mean,
Sometimes I don't know what your opinions are going to be like.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming with a haymaker. Phoenix Suns, 2024 NBA Championships. No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
if we've learned anything with the super teams over the years, you definitely do not overreact the minute they happen. I don't think it's anything to overreact about. I don't like this trend that goes around where teams are rushing and are very impatient to get a championship. Phoenix were there 2 years ago in the finals, so they're not that far away. They were able to add KD. And it's annoying how teams are starting to rush. Like they evaluated, what, 6 months or less than 6 months with KD because of his injury. They evaluated the time that they were able to spend on the floor together and the inconsistent playing time that he had in the playoffs and everything. Like they summed that up as if that was their season and as if that was how good this team can be together, which is like so impatient. And I think it's so ill-advised to just go, all right, now let's blow it up. Let's trade Chris Paul.
Yeah.
If they didn't even have been traded. So you go.
No, you should go. Sorry. Cut you off.
That's right. I mean, if anyone should have been traded, I think it should have been Aiden. They had the opportunity to, didn't. Jay Crowder. Like, I'm picking my vet over Aiden. If my, as a coach, Monty Williams didn't get along with Aiden, but also got along with Chris Paul. Like, I'm sorry, I'm picking Chris Paul in this situation. Yeah. He's way more important than, to this team. You can get Aiden for something more valuable than you are going to get Chris Paul for.
I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't work out with Jay Crowder, which sucked because he's perfect on that team. He's such a good, having him as a defender. You didn't even need to get Torrey Craig if you had Jay Crowder, but now you've got Torrey Craig. Yeah, I really, Phoenix really, really fumbled this whole, they just rushed. I hate how they rushed. That sucks.
And they didn't even give the CP3 with KD and Booker chance. I think, I don't even think they played like 10 games together.
No.
It was rushed. I know CP3 didn't play the first round pretty much, but yeah, they didn't give it enough time. And I think they needed to give it time. But yeah, I just think they rushed into it. You're right. Like they were in the finals 2 seasons ago. They were so close.
Yeah.
And then since then, they've kind of blown it all up. I would have traded DeAndre Ayton, like I said the other week, for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. That thing was still on the table. That team, it would be so much better if they did that trade instead of Brad Beal. Brad Beal was a rushed decision. Honestly, if they're going to give up assets for anyone, I would have gone for Dame instead. It's like the same thing. Like, Brad Beal and Dame are on the trade block at the same time. Why would you go for? I know Brad Beal is probably more realistic, but if you go on big, you go big. You go for Dame Lillard. Yeah, they should have traded Ayton instead. If they were going to even make a trade, I wouldn't have even made a trade. I would have just stuck with what you've got. There's no point blowing it up. Your team is still arguably a top three team in the West. You didn't need to blow it up. The team that stood in your way was the NBA champions. I don't know why they rushed it. Speaking of Damian Lillard, before, as we know, the NBA draft is tomorrow. There's been some speculation around Blazers looking to potentially trade their third overall pick, over trading Dame. This kind of ties into the next topic. LA is also looking to shop PG-13 or Kawhi. I would fucking froth a PG and Dame team. Don't think they'll win a championship, but entertainment purposes, holy shit. What do you think? Do you think they should trade the pick and try and keep Dame happy with an all-star caliber player, or do you think they should trade Dame? I know they've said they've taken him off the trade block now, which is just ridiculous. Happens every single offseason.
Yeah. I think that, they're just always too scared to make a decision. Consistently too scared to make a decision, and they want to kind of have their cake and eat it too, but it's just not going to happen in this situation. You either go for it because he's at the end of his time or close to the end of his time as a Blazer, end of his prime as well, or you try and rebuild, but like you're not even getting him, you're not trading him at his highest value. So what's the point of trying to rebuild? you're just stuck between two choices and you're not even taking either one. It's like, if they still don't do anything in this offseason, I fucking have no idea. Like, why would you take a third pick if you are not trying to rebuild? It's either you trade that third pick, like that's really it. I think you trade that pick or you look to win. Like, I don't know why then. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's you trade that third pick. I was thinking, imagine Dame and that third pick for something insane, but that wouldn't make any sense. I think that third pick needs to go and there needs to be something like huge in return. Needs to be a couple of assets tied together.
I think it needs either a PG trade. Forget that. Pascal and OG Anunoby, send the pick to Toronto. I seriously think that trade transforms the Blazers. You can probably get like someone else as well on top of that. I'm not saying that team could win a championship, but it definitely looks a whole lot better for Dame's situation. At this point, you're going to get Scoot Henderson with the third pick. Do you really want another point guard in the backcourt if you're planning on keeping Dame? If I was the Blazers, I'd take Scoot and I'd trade Dame and try and get some first round picks and some decent role players, something like Brooklyn or Miami. Like Miami probably don't have as much assets as Brooklyn, obviously, but I don't know what they should. I think they should do, but I really think they're going to – I don't think they'll trade Dame. I really don't think he will. I don't really don't think they will unless he asks for it, which is also not a possibility because my man never runs from the ground. but, yeah, it's gonna be interesting how it kind of pans out. It's been a bit of a letdown so far because every morning I wake up and I'm waiting to see a notification about Dame. And that's why this morning was so exciting because there was actually a big trade happened. I'm like, fuck. Imagine when Dame gets traded, the whole world's going to go ballistic. But yeah, it's an interesting one because you don't really know. Everyone has their opinions. Everyone's been saying trade Dame for years, but Blazers just stay put and don't do anything about it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just lost.
Well, hey. Since we can't really, we never know what's going to happen with Dame. A PG-13 trade, you did mention him going to the Blazers. Who else do you reckon we could see him going to? Because that is a insane piece to have to add and probably at his lowest or close to his lowest. Obviously, after the ACL injury, he was at his lowest trade value. But I guess at his lowest trade value because Clippers, we they're not really in that place to win if they're not healthy and they haven't been healthy. So he's a huge risk. So, yeah, what do you think?
Good one.
Do you think the Cavs
would
have a go?
I just don't know what you would give up.
Yeah.
I just really don't know. I really don't know. Like, you would have to give up Jared Allen and Caris LeVert and picks, which have gone to Utah. So,
interesting, though.
It just can't work.
They'd get a center that they definitely need. They'd still get a forward in this process who's a skilled all-round forward. And you wonder who else would need to go in that. But
yeah, I just don't know. I think if you were to trade Jared Allen, I don't even know what you would want it. Like, yeah, I'd say 3 and D, but then you would move Mobley to the 5 and you would need a 4. You'd then need a 4. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I'd say the Knicks. Knicks always come to top of mind. Luke hates it because I always mention the Knicks in every single potential trade destination. They got the best assets. I really think they do. That is a realistic move. Like, OKC has the most assets, but does anyone really see Paul George getting traded back to OKC from the same team that traded for him? I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it much. I'd say both teams in New York, Brooklyn and the Knicks. Maybe like the Bulls. You could do a Zach LaVine trade. New Orleans.
Wouldn't change much, hey, but...
Wouldn't change much, but,
yeah,
you know, people always think that one trade is going to change everything. Fuck. The Clippers. The Sixers. Fuck. I don't know. The Sixers would be fun.
Tobias, get him in there.
Tobias and Tyrese Maxey for PG.
No, not Maxey.
They would do that though. Would be the asking price. That would be the asking price. I'm telling you right now. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it too much. I just named some teams at the top of my head. But The Bucks.
Well, hey, speaking of the Bucks. Chris Middleton.
Yeah, speaking of the Bucks, Chris Middleton's opted out. Be really interesting to see what he does. I'm not sure if he wants, like, because he won't be getting that. He won't be getting $40 million again. So I don't know if he's trying to restructure it and get more years for more security, or if he's actually like testing the waters. Honestly, he didn't play a lot of he did play last season, but he didn't play like the whole season, and they still went decent without him. He's very underrated, though. He can give you 30 on any night. The gap to fill is going to be hard. But yeah, I'd be interested to see if he does leave. That kind of opens the door for Kuzma, who opted out. I really think that he would be a good fit. Middleton's got a few. He's popped up on a few of my like teams that he should go to. I like Sacramento. I like Miami. I like Memphis, Lakers, Clippers, New York. Yeah, I don't know. He could go really. I just don't know. It's too hard to pick. I like Kuzma to the Cavs personally, and that's just not biased. That's just literally would transform that team.
You need a three.
But yeah,
or someone who can play the three at least.
Yeah, who is actually a good scorer. He's not a plus defender, but he's got the frame that if he tries hard, he could be a bit of a good addition. But all right. Well, I think that wraps it up. I think next week we've got a few different VI ideas floating around. We're going to be starting our off-season series after probably free agency, I'd say. Once everything's kind of finalized, the draft is tomorrow. We'll kind of talk about that next week if anything big happens. But yeah, it's going to be a big off season. We're very excited. And
I think we should also talk about OKC because they're in a spot where I'm like, okay, you have no pressure at the moment to win, but I think you still have the pressure to make moves because you have all those picks and you do have a solid side, a good culture that you've built. Chet's coming back and you do have, a bunch of picks. So I wonder if there's a trade that they can start looking to make. I wouldn't trade anyone from your core, but just start to build assets. But I think we should talk about that in another episode and we'll let you off here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I agree. Yeah, PG-13 to the Hawks, championship team, if he goes to the Atlanta Hawks. Boom. Woj bomb. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week on the potty.
Bye.